Richard.
Good morning, how are you?
Right, that is scary, isn't it? Spider running up the leg of your jeans. I know people who will actually jump up in chairs, run out the door when they see a spider. So when they hear that, yeah, they're certainly going to be running out the door now, listening to us.
Yeah, a lot of people have arachnophobia, fear of spiders. And incidents of sort of spider activity are going to increase as our weather gets warmer, and especially as we move into winter.
Right. How big an issue is it at the moment, Richard? Then you say they're in 22 counties. Have we got them here in Wexford?
I would definitely say so. I personally haven't come across them in Wexford as yet of myself, but yeah, I would say so. They're a very common and adaptive spider that has spread really well throughout the globe. They started off sort of around the Canaries. That's where they originate from. And they're now sort of in the US, they're in Australia, they're in New Zealand, and we have them here and there throughout Europe as well.
Now, just look at the name, the false widow spider, and the background to the story and the origins behind it.
So they're called a false widow because they resemble the true black widow spider. That's where they get their name. As you said, there's a lot of news about them at the moment, and it has been sort of really on and off for the last sort of 8 to 10 years, really.
Yeah.
Because some people will take a reaction to their bite, and that's what happened in this case with this lady.
Right, it's also having a big effect on the environment, isn't it? Certain species are at risk because of these.
They can be. Like, the thing with spiders will happily eat other spiders too. They will predate on other spiders, and they can affect sort of the balance when they move into an ecosystem when they're not naturally present. Yeah. Same with any invasive species. If we look at what's happened with the grey squirrel in Ireland, it's a non-native, it's thrived, it's pushed back and had a detrimental effect on our native red squirrel.
And it originated in the Canary Islands. It came in here on fruit.
I don't know that it would have come in on fruit, but there's plenty of goods that move back and forth. They're generally associated. They do quite like buildings. They're quite adaptive to buildings. They like the shelter. And they've come into buildings to feed on the other sort of invertebrates, the other flies and insects that come in.
So what advice do you give to us today then? First of all, you obviously don't approach it, but I mean, if it starts running up your leg, you've no choice. It's approached you.
Well, the thing with most spiders anyway, is they're not really that aggressive. They're going to generally want to avoid you. You're a much bigger animal. But if we want to reduce the activity of spiders in a home, then it's just thoroughly cleaning, thoroughly hoovering, because then we're disrupting the environment. And it's like any sort of creature, same as us, we all like a stable environment. Yeah. So if we do stuff like that, hoovering, cleaning, dusting, it's going to make the environment more unstable for them.
What else can we be vigilant on in the summer of 2021? But the hot weather brings out these creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
What else are you worried about?
The hot weather brings out everything. You're going to get a lot more insect activity. We're going to get a lot of calls for our black garden ants. Our wasps, our German wasp and our common wasp, we're going to get a lot of wasp calls slightly later in the year. And those sort of are the main things. And then like a plethora of casual intruder insects, and then our common garden, our rodents that we deal with, which is our common rat and our house mouse.
Yeah, they were gravitating, when you and I spoke this time last year, they were gravitating towards the towns. What's the situation there now? If they push back?
The thing is, because it's been so mild again, it's all this mild weather, and we've got abundance of flowers and fruit and stuff, and feeding grasses. The rodent populations are sort of still ever expanding. As things are opening up and businesses are opening up, then we could get more calls for that sort of thing. But the rodent population's doing really well because the environment's doing really well.
Yeah. Okay, great to talk to you. The advice then, the main advice from you today is keep everything clean and tidy and just hoover them up.
Keep it hoovered up. Don't touch anything that might be able to bite you. It's like anything, don't touch it, just look at it. If you're worried about anything like that, then go onto our website, which is www.rentokill.ie, or we've got a free phone number, which is 1890 666 444.
As always, great to talk to you, Richard.
Thanks
for taking our call this morning. That was Richard Faulkner there. I've been telling you to be very, very careful about false widow spiders.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.